out there and you just got done listening to this album. I hope it was a blessing to you. I hope it lifted you up if you're in down spirits. First, I just want to say if you've been having a hard time lately, you know, maybe you've been struggling with something, whether it's, you know, cutting or some kind of an addiction, pornography or drugs or alcohol or whatever your addiction is that you're struggling with, I want you to know that there's healing. There's hope in Jesus. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Because see, that's what God has to offer to us if we'll just surrender our life. We don't have to get cleaned up first. We don't have to deal with our issues and get our life straight and then come to church. See, God is so awesome. He loves you so much. He's willing to meet with you wherever you're at. Whether you're sitting in your car right now in a parking lot, or whether you're sitting in your room listening to this on your CD player or in your iPod in the middle of class, God is calling you and God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future." See, God is not angry at you. God is not mad at you. He loves you so much that he sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for your sins. I don't know about you, but I don't know very many people who would die for me. And he did it just so that he could have a relationship with you. He's not condemning you. He loves you. If you've never prayed and asked Jesus to come into your life and to change your life, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, never accepted his sacrifice on the cross for your sins, this is what the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Not and if you go to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and not if you dump off all your CDs and get rid of all of your bad friends, and if you do this or act that way or wear Christian t-shirts, has nothing to do with any of that. The scripture is Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you would confess with your mouth and that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Maybe you've never really prayed much before. I'm going to help you. I'm just going to pray this simple prayer, and if you'll just repeat this after me and you believe this with your heart and you confess this with your mouth, your life will be forever changed. Just repeat this after me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Amen. I believe right where you're at, right where you are, that God is changing your life. See, I'm not saying that life is going to be a bed of roses after this, because it's not. Sometimes it gets difficult and it gets tougher and the fight gets harder and your life gets harder and things get nastier and it just gets rough. But see, here's the difference is now you are not alone. The Bible says that God sticks closer to you than a brother, and he will never leave you or forsake you. That means he will never walk away in hard times. But instead of walking away in hard times, he will stick closer to you than he can, as close to you as he can possibly get, as you'll allow him to be. So call on Jesus, because he's here for you and he loves you. To that Christian out there who's been struggling with complacency and boredom and tired of the same old church thing, brother or sister, I want to tell you, be encouraged, because you may be the very person that God wants to use to ignite a brand new fire in the Christians that are surrounding you. Don't wait. Don't let your life pass you by and wish that some image of revival would happen. Don't wait for it. Just change your thinking. Start to see things as a missionary. Start to hear things like a missionary would hear. Start to feel things that a missionary would feel. Think like a missionary would think right where you're at. God will begin to use you. Father, thank you for this album. Thank you for the words that you've given us. And I pray for every person that hears this. I pray your will be done in their life. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.